Thinking, just listen again. We say that. Say no traffic. And this way, we'll just continue on to the next person on the list. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out so we can keep all dupes to a minimum and make sure that everybody gets checked in. This is N21OB.
N21OB, this is KC2FTU. The name is Mark, West Orange, New Jersey. No traffic. Hello to everybody on the net.
N21OV, this is WA2 Oscar, Kilo Zulu, Ken in Cranford, New Jersey. No traffic.
N21OV.
N2NOV. This is KC2JXC, Ralph in the Bronx. No traffic at the moment.
N2NOV. This is N1MLZ. Bob in Milford, Connecticut. No traffic. Good evening.
New York. No traffic.
N2NOV.
This is KZ2PXN, Staten Island, no traffic. My name is Juan.
N2NOV. This is N2NHM, Joe and Garfield, no traffic.
Okay, so far we have KZ2FU, WA2OKZ. KC2JRH, KC2JXC, N1MLZ, and there's somebody that doubled the MLZ. After that was KC2PXN and N2NHM. Who did I miss?
2NLV. Whiskey Bravo 2, Sugar Charlie Tango, Ken in Valley Cottage, New York, no traffic.
N2NOV. Kilo 2000 South Sierra Mobile in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Down the way back up in Tampa Mobile. No traffic.
Okay, we've got WB2SCT and a very soft-spoken K2DHS. Keep it again. Anybody else? Okay, looks like a late evening tonight. I'll take this list as we have it and continue on. Let's see. Checking in on the email account is Jim, W-H-J-J-R. Jim's got a question, especially for those of you in New Jersey and the suburbs of New York City. He's asking for a webpage that was mentioned a few weeks ago that had recorded fire toneouts. Now, those are the dual tones that you'll hear for paging out a fire department or an EMS squad. If anybody's got information on that, Jim would really appreciate it. Especially, I guess anybody else who's got any newer unit and scanners, like the 396 and the 996, which has that capability. So, just stand by, see if anybody's got information for Jim. Okay. Here in New York City, we don't use the toneouts, so it's not something that that many of the New York City residents need to think about. Do have a another email from Freddie up in the Bronx. It says that about 1 o'clock this afternoon, the land channels, which are the Coast Guard Atlantic frequencies 14 and 20, were really hopping. 14 is 165.2375, which is the primary customs channel, which I even heard this evening. Omaha was up, and different units were all over the place, and a lot of over-the-air rekeying. Land 20 is 166.4625, and that's the U.S. Treasury Common Channel, or what's now called the DHS Common Channel. I know that there was a drill today, this morning, about maybe at 9:30, 10 o'clock, in the middle of New York Harbor, using one of the Staten Island ferries. NYPD was using a Manhattan Interop repeater for their simulation of talking to Central. And there was chatter on a few other channels, and of course the Staten Island Ferry channel. So I'm not sure if there was something region-wide that was going on, or just a coincidence that Freddie was hearing all this activity at the same time this drill was going on. I'll tell you one thing, the 165.2375 channel comes in really strong here on Staten Island. In fact, they're up right now. Okay, I hope that helps explain a couple things to Freddie there. And again, if anybody's got information on fire department toneouts used in the area, Jim is really looking for that information. He'd like to be able to try it out on his radio. The list that I sent out, what was that, I think yesterday, on the DRM, that's the digital shortwave transmission, that was targeted to North America, Mark, KC2ENI, sends in a couple of corrections. He says that the entry for TDP radio from Belgium, the one with the dance music on it, at midnight UTC, is actually only broadcasting on Saturdays. Now, I'm hoping he's mentioning that piece of information in relation to UTC Saturday, which would make midnight UTC the same as 7 p.m. Friday night. If you don't hear it then, it's probably 7 p.m. Saturday evening for local time. He's also mentioning that Radio Netherlands is currently off the air on the 15425 frequency from Montsinery, in French Guiana, at 2200 UTC, because they've got some technical issues. I guess they're looking to rebuild part of the transmitting operation down there. Now, in relation to this, there's been questions on and off about, well, one, is there going to be equipment that we can use to tune this in? Well, you can do it now with certain computer radios like the ICOM and the AOR series that goes inside your computer, or you'd have to modify another radio to tap off the IF chain so you can produce 12 kilohertz signal that you'd feed into your sound card and use some software. But as far as a totally standalone piece of equipment, Sangene says that they're going to be coming out with one by Christmas time. This is probably going to be pushed out into the spring at this point. There are also a couple of other models that are supposed to be coming out in Europe, but so far we haven't quite seen word that they've actually hit the stores. As far as price is concerned, I believe one of them is looking to be priced somewhere close to $500, but the Sangene is trying to shoot for $200 or $300 price level. So we'll just have to stand by and wait to see when that happens. So while it's mostly a European thing, having digital shortwave broadcasts with the CRM standard, there are some broadcasts being sent in our direction. Now, the bigger question for the U.S. market is, will IBOC survive or not? And that's digital transmission used on AM broadcast and the quote-unquote high-definition FM stations. Or as Mark likes to call it, it buggers other channels because it uses a wraparound package. So like, let's say, WR710, which would have a 5 kilohertz sideband on either side of it, well, go out another 10 on either side of it and you've got a digital signal there during the daytime. So much for the FCC letting the market decide. Sometimes it gets a little messy and tough for us to tune it in. Okay, stand by for another round of check-ins, and I see Ralph, KC2NGU, is checking in from Brooklyn on the email account. And he says he was tuning around on his scanner up in the 500 meg range and came across a couple of frequencies. And he's not too sure what the two stations are on the following frequencies. I have a feeling that they're probably Nassau County's, part of the new Nassau County system. 503.125 and 502.950. He says they're very active. If anybody's got information on that, please share it. And stay by for additional check-ins. This is N2NLV with the shortwave and scanner listeners then.
Charlie, any chance that might be those might be images?
Well, it's a possibility. I'm not sure exactly of the traffic that he's hearing, Bob. But typically, if it's an image, you would probably hear something about 21.4 megahertz lower. So if we do the math, you know, does that frequency sound familiar? Is that you, Terry? It's a little noisy. Okay, it sounded like KC2FMC. All right, anybody else?
Hey, Charlie, can you repeat the first two frequencies that you read over the air from Freddie?
Now, Freddie was talking about two LAMP channels, part of the Coast Guard Atlantic grouping of frequencies. LAMP 14 is 165.2375. That's the U.S. Customs or the Immigration and Customs Enforcement primary channel in the area. It's a repeater, very strong. And the second one, LAN 20, is the DHS common channel for all the different departments to talk to each other, 166.4625.
I got the second one. Well, what's 14 again? 165 what?
165.2375.
Thank you, Charlie. Is this something new that's been out now? Because you know, I'm just getting back in. I didn't know. Is this just developed, or it's been around for a little bit?
Oh, it's been a customs channel for years. The LANT frequencies. I had a list on my site going back, about 5 years ago, and it was updated in February 04.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. I'll check your site also. I just was curious about these back to net controls.
Yeah, the LAN channels are on the maritime page, where all the marine channels are. It's about halfway down the page.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. No more traffic. We're standing by.
Okay, and Bob, MLZ,
in response to your question about images. If it was an image, taking a 10.7 IF and doubling, you get 21.4. If you subtract 21.4 from these frequencies, let's say 503.125, we actually come out to 481.725, which would be a repeater input if it was anything here in New York City. So that's actually, I believe, a repeater output in the 500 meg band.
Yeah, very good, Charlie. That makes sense, yeah. So it would have to be an input 481. 478. And if it's very active, then he's probably listening to a repeater of some type. So, or, yeah, I wonder if it's a trunk system. I have to look that up on radio reference.
Yeah, there's only two areas that have use of the 500 meg channels right now, and that's Northern New Jersey and Nassau County.
Now, last time I read that the Nassau County one wasn't quite operational. I was reading that the control channel was working, and they did some testing. But maybe it's coming around now. I couldn't hear the control channel. I tried it a couple of times and wasn't able to hear it here, so kind of surprised. But and I hear the Nassau County system, the regular system, real good here. But that control channel I couldn't hear, so I'll have to try it again and see what's going on there.
Okay, do you see any postings for the new Nassau County trunk system on radio reference?
Yeah, good question. Let me check that now.
Okay, because Ralph lives in Brooklyn, and he would be physically closer to it than you, Bob, so he may be hearing something that's starting to come alive on there.
Yeah. Let's see. Nassau system. No talk was available yet. Last news was May of 2005, so not been built yet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see. 501, 502. Let's see if there's any. 502. Close. 502.825. That's the closest that comes to that one. And there's no 503s at all in the system, so 502.825 is the highest frequency, the mostly 500, 501s.
Okay, maybe something new. All right, this will bear a little investigation. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that makes scanning fun, finding new frequencies unknown, so. And try the FCC data thing here, see if I can find it on that.
Well, speaking of mysteries and making things fun, I had a bunch of channels programmed into the Bearcat 780 and just let it run on search all day. And I'm finding some interesting things popping up in the military aircraft channel. Looks like New Jersey Air National Guard was busy this afternoon on 138.425 in AM mode. Of course, the custom stuff was flying around like nuts. Let's see, what else do I see here? Yeah, a lot of New Jersey Air National Guard, a lot of hits from them. So they must have had some training exercise up. Looks like some tankers from McGuire on 138.875 are also active. So, you may want to delve into that area every so often. 319.400, McGuire Tower Command Post, I think, is on that channel. That seemed to be active earlier. Looks like about 5 o'clock this afternoon.
N2RBM, checking.
N2RBM, good evening, sir.
Haven't heard you in a bit. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I'm over here listening to McGuire. It's a little weak. I'm actually listening from here, but from Bricktown.
Wow, interesting. What kind of stuff are you hearing?
It's very active. I don't really have a great signal. So what's happening is in trunk mode, all the IDs are popping up here. There's like 8, 10 IDs popping up, but the problem is it's a little too weak for it to decipher it and spit it out. So here I'm just searching in FM and narrow FM and listening in search mode this way right now to decipher what's going on. The Fort Dix system, which is APCO 25, I'm picking that up no problem.
Now, is this the one that's up in the 380 range?
No. Actually, they're both on 400. Now, they might have multiple repeater locations, and that Fort Dix is rigged up for APCO right now, and McGuire is not. And I guess McGuire is a little closer. Supposedly, maybe about a little over 20 miles, air miles from Bricktown. That's why I'm having a rough time.
Well, maybe as more leaves fall off the trees, might get luckier.
Anyway, I just a quick question here. I'm just searching over here at a 400 band, and I'm picking up a trunk data on 407, 475. I don't know if I forgot, or I just can't put that frequency in place with anything. Anyway, I looked up in the database on radio reference, trying to match that frequency up with something, and it doesn't match up with the federal prison system, or the other federal system out there, and I don't know what system that's part of, so I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Yeah, 407, 475. I don't see that in my record. Maybe something that's out of the area that you're picking up. Isn't there a new prison facility in Otisville, New York? I think you're a little closer to that than I am.
That's a good question. I mean, the signal ain't all that strong, but it's consistent and it doesn't drop out.
And what about that?
And all that. Go ahead, Bob. And to one of you.
Yeah, that's McGuire. That's, I think, their secondary system, the backup trunk system. That's McGuire's control channel, though. But it's not the main zone, I guess you can call it, or, you know, control channel. The main one is, I think, 406, 950, and 407, I think, is two or three other ones. But that's, like, the secondary system.
Yeah, that's up here. I'm receiving that frequency.
Are you close to McGuire?
No, I'm Patterson.
Okay, yeah, that's for you. And yeah, the Fort Dix there.
Okay, KC2MMC.
KC2MMC, good.
A friend of mine is studying for his ticket. We're on your website. He's trying to get like regular firemen and police frequency. How do I get to that? New York. Maybe New York.
A little noisy, Terry. New York City? Now you got worse. Looking for New York City frequencies, Terry?
Yes. And then we want to get on the email list here. We're on your website now, too, so you can probably join your email list.
Okay, well, anybody who wants to get on the email list, just drop an email into us.
nydxa@yahoo.com, and I'll put it on the list tonight. Normally you come in much stronger than that. The New York City frequencies you can find on my website, n2nov.net. Police, fire, EMS are at the top part of the page, and then other agencies and trunking systems and whatnot as you go further down. And then the shortwave stuff is at the bottom.
Alright, one more thing here. Give me a word, the email just a little slow, we didn't have a pen, a little slower.
Alright, the email address is nydxa@yahoo.com.
Alright, nydxa, right, @yahoo.com.
New York DX Association is what it stands for. The club that got started back in the 80s.
Right now I'm in East Orange right now with the Danny Fox. Oh, well, I'm making that mean better because I'm more happy. I'm a lot higher. I guess there's a lot more metal and building around
me. Yep, that'll do it. Metal and concrete.
And in fact, I put it in the scanner, basically the scanner here. I told him to pick up some frequencies there, but he's actually going to study for his ticket there. Okay, KC2MMC, over to the net.
RVM real quick. 408-125. Another frequency I picked up might be part of that other frequency I just gave out.
Yeah, I picked that up recently also, and it was running APCO 25 on it.
Now, I'm going to sit here and scan to see if I can pick up at least three more frequencies before I decide to, actually listen to, the frequencies. Hopefully I might be able to come in with something. Who knows, maybe this is a slight band opening, I just don't know it yet.
Hey, it might be. Now, listening to that data stream will certainly tell you a lot after a while.
Well, anyway, what I did was I got four scanners here, and I want to work off one antenna. Now, it's really overkill to put a high-gain outside antenna on a Unit 10 radio, so I actually wanted some loss. So I used like a five-way splitter with 7 dB of loss. Tied in one antenna, four scanners, and it's almost good. But he sees everything, no problem.
Hey, not bad. If you have to, on the antenna side of it, put a dB pad in there and lower it down until it makes sense for you.
Yeah, okay. It's a lot neater now. I went in with R6 into the splitter because it's just, F connector type of deal. So I'll come in with the 9913 259 off the F connector into the splitter with R6, and beautiful day.
You remind me of this guy in Jersey City that had four 2006s, and he was listening to just about everything you could think of at the time before trunking.
Yeah, I'm listening to Miami. Well, the only thing I'm really not listening to is the New York City police. It gives me a headache, so I'm actually listening to South Jersey, a little Miami tactical, and actually Port Authority.
And I know Newark was heating up over the weekend again. I'm sure those technical channels were hopping.
Alright, here's another frequency. It's part of Newark FBI. Central Jersey, 169025. They called Newark, and they were running plates. I picked it up here barely. But from breakdown, man, it was just like full reading.
That part of the Newark group, a repeater for the Newark grouping?
Yes, it is. It's part of the Newark group. You know, in time I'll find out the locations. I think that it's possible that the DEA might have, you know, some repeater locations in Dover Township, but I'm working on it.
Okay, great. As I mentioned on the net a couple weeks ago, I've been setting up frequency matrix grids for all the different federal channels, and as we fill them in by submissions from everybody, we'll get them out to everybody. This way you can see how the band is laid out. Kind of interesting to see where the inputs and outputs are, and some of them, the output of one is the input to another, but on a different PL tone.
Yeah, I was just actually receiving, trying to listen to frequencies up here down there. And, of course, I can hear them weak and vice versa. It's the same thing. Now, I'm only using a discone antenna, which is actually putting the attic down there. I really don't need any more gain on VHF. It's just that I can use a little more gain on UHF. So maybe I'll find a UHF antenna. Maybe just run that on that on a 296, which is what it's running on, and maybe stick it on there. You know, because basically I wanted to listen to the McGuire system. I didn't care really about anything else. So maybe I'll find a nice UHF antenna. Maybe shorten the cable on the you know on the lead coming from the other antenna. Actually, got to run new cable anyway for an additional antenna. So if I can do that. Just get McGuire to come in a little better, I'll be able to track it no problem.
Have you thought of using a corner reflector antenna for UHF? I mean, it's fairly easy to make considering that quarter wavelength is only 6 inches.
I want it to be simple because I'm actually not down here to install and maintain it. And, actually, it's my brother. And he's not all 100% up on his scanning and all that stuff, so I try to keep it simple.
Okay, it was just an idea. I know somebody did that with 1.2 gig when he was running some experiments back in the early 90s, and made it out of sheet metal and paper clips.
Wonderful thing. Yeah, I'm just running a Dell 1 gig computer, 296, and I'm actually transmitting it out on Winamp as well as right now, so I can see what I'm looking at with media encoder, Windows media encoder, and so I can see what I'm looking at and actually sit there and tune around. It's pretty neat. Basically, I don't have to leave here. I can just like this is the communication command post right here.
I know what you're talking about. I've done a few things like that myself, but might want to explain it in a little bit more detail for those who maybe never heard of the possibility of controlling a radio remotely.
You know, I wish that the Radio Shack, like the 2096, would have computer control. I would like to use a GRE. Radio over a unit any day. You know, GRE radios, you just need a little better antenna. And with the Unident radio, forget it, you don't need an antenna, in other words. But, you use Windows XP and a remote desktop into another computer at another location, type an IP and the port number, and you're into that location. And, basically, your scanner is hooked up either to the USB port or the 232 port, and you feed the audio into the sound card and adjust it, and basically that's all it is.
Okay, and what software are you using to control the radio itself?
Depending on the radio. If I'm using the 796, I'm using actually the Unident software to program it in the ARC250 to receive. Since I had problems when programming a radio, the 796 with the 250, somehow it corrupted the PLs. But I think I've been pretty lucky using the ARC250 software with the 296 with no problem now, no corruption.
Okay, good. And you said you're able to see the display. How are you seeing the display? From the control software?
Yeah, what you do is you actually capture an area of the screen, or you can actually capture a particular software that's running on the screen just by picking it in Windows Media Encoder. And, you know, it's pretty much simple.
Okay, just want to give people an idea how it's possible so that you don't have to be near the action to hear the action. That wasn't planned. Anyway, it's sort of the idea, you may have heard WHUSQQ mentioning in past nets about remote tunable shortwave radios, as in DX Tuners and a few other sites. I believe, Bob, MLZ, you've made extensive use of those remotely stationed radios as well, correct? And Swanelby.
Was that forward to me? Because I just got lost on a frequency there.
That, we had a double.
Okay. Okay, was anything forwarded to me? Because I just got lost on another frequency there for a minute.
No, I was asking MLZ if what he's heard with the remote shortwave receivers in the same type of setup you've got.
We got here. Okay. No, sorry, I got distracted. I missed the gist of what you were talking about on the last.
Now, RBM was talking about how he's got the scanner set up with control software and able to remotely control it from his house using remote desktop protocol and XPAPE. And I said it was similar to the DX tuners and other remotely stationed shortwave radios that you can access across the internet. And I believe you've done some of that work.
Oh yeah, absolutely, Charlie. Yeah, it's really nice. There's two or three sites that allow you to do that. Use their radios, and you know, you gotta be kind to the other people and wait till they're done, and you know, don't hog the radio and stuff. But it's really cool to kind of compare what you're hearing to other radios in a different location and stuff, and do a little experimentation that way.
And especially if you plan it out properly, you can actually hear the changes in propagation as the sun goes by. The gray line changes from one part of the world to the next. And you can hear it fade out in one area and pick up in another. I've heard of it being used by amateur radio operators on HF to hear how their own signal sounds. They'll pick a receiver somewhere in the part of the world where they want to talk to, and they'll do a test transmission on their transmitter and hear it come through the internet from that receiver. Interesting way of making use of it. But it does become useful. This Saturday, I think it's about 7 p.m., 6 p.m., Radio St. Helena is going to have a special broadcast on 11092.5 in sideband. If you're not able to hear it with your own radios, you know, maybe this is a way of being able to hear them. They're located in the South Atlantic, halfway between Africa and Brazil. But try it on real radio first before you go across the internet to find them. Okay, I'll stand by for any additional check-ins. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up for the week. This is N21LV with the Shortwave and Scanner Listeners Net. Okay, one last thing. This weekend, of course, is the New York City Marathon on Sunday. So if you're coming into the city at all, beware of traffic tie-ups. Lots of police activity. Frustrated people trying to get around and can't. All sorts of activity on various frequencies. The only thing I can suggest is do searching in UHF. You hear a lot of stuff up there. Commercial, police, everybody. So have fun with it and jot down what you hear and let us know what you hear on next week's net. So 7-3 to everyone, and we'll catch you next week. And it's going to be clear.